Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's the day after the election, folks. We have a new president-elect, President Donald Trump. If you went to sleep last night without knowing that, you probably were awakened somewhere around 2 o'clock in the morning by the earthquake that happened when they announced that Trump won Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin. They already announced Florida and North Carolina. When they announced that he'd won North Carolina, that was the beginning of the end there for Clinton, I think. And then he got Florida, and then he got Pennsylvania, for God's sake. And then Wisconsin, Michigan. So those are major breakthroughs. And so I've been, when President Obama was elected president in 08, I was not a candidate. I was not a fan of his. I did not vote for him. Not because, for only one reason. I believed he had the wrong ideology for America. I believed that he did not have Main Street's best interests at heart. I believe he was on a mission. He had an agenda that was his own agenda, not America's agenda. And that proved to be true. I mean, if you look at all the things he's done, that proved to be true, especially the harm that he's done to small businesses, to Main Street, primarily with Obamacare, but now with the new overtime regulations and on, his Department of Labor's assault on franchise, the franchise industry, so many things, his the war on coal, all of those things were not good for Main Street. So I was against him then. And I call that the Rubicon election. I said, okay, if we vote for President Obama, we put him in, that'll tell us which way America is leaning, because he's clearly a leftist candidate. And so I said, have we crossed the Rubicon? I asked that question. Is there any way of turning back now, America back from this? And then when he's reelected in 08, I said, is this the Rubicon election? Is there, have we now gone another 4 years? Are we going to go another 4 years in the wrong direction? In my opinion, in what I think most small businesses believe is the wrong direction, economically, fiscally. And so I said, is this the Rubicon election? And then when we wind up with Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton on the ballots, I said, surely this is the Rubicon election. And the reason I said that this time, surely this is the Rubicon election, because potentially from this election, there will be no turning back. We'll know for sure the character and the values of the American electorate. And I think part of the reason why Ms. Clinton got beat, was defeated, is because her values, her character, her behavior, what she was willing to do, a legacy of one scandal after another, that was, I think, a large part of why she was defeated, was it just was more than most Americans could handle. And she brought that on herself. The WikiLeaks and the Russians didn't cause it, didn't create this. She did 100% brought it on herself. We're going to learn more about this now that she's not going to be protected, or at least not unless President Obama pardons her, which he very well may. We'll see how there's going to be more revealed about all this. But I do believe this was the Rubicon election, and I do believe that America said in the middle of the Rubicon River, let's turn around and go back. And they chose Mr. Trump to do that with. Now, is he the right pathfinder? Is he the right coach, the right leader? I don't know. That's yet to be seen, right? But I think America said he does represent a difference, and that difference made the difference. And I think that's why he beat her last night. I think part of it was policy. A lot of it was policy. How he talked about what he wanted to do. A lot of his policies I disagree with. I'm gonna be following him. I'm gonna be on top of him with regard to minimum wage. I'm gonna be on top of him with regard to protectionism. I'm against his protectionist ideas. I'm against his attitude towards minimum wage. He may not be as pure about health care as I think he should be. I'll smoke him about those things if it hurts small businesses. But I do think he has an opportunity to really help America turn back to what made it great, which is Main Street ethics, Main Street behavior. And I'll tell you something else, folks. Whoever gets elected president is going to appoint 7,000 political appointees to take over the government. And I don't think Mr. Trump may have his issues. I don't think he's got 7,000 henchmen to do that. I think he's going to have to find somebody. Some of his people are going to be good people. I think the Clinton machine had 7,000 henchmen. And so for that reason, I'm glad she did not get elected. And we'll see about Mr. Trump. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.